the bridge. Chapter 34. November 1st, 1907, Cascade Canyon, Oregon. Red-faced, fiery-eyed Southern Pacific track boss Mike Malone stalked from the mouth of Tunnel 13, trailed by handlers gripping heavy lengths of rail in their tongs and a locomotive behind them belching smoke and steam. "Somebody move that automobile before it gets squashed," he bawled. Charles Kincaid ran to rescue his Thomas Flyer. Isaac Bell asked Osgood Hennessy, "Are you surprised to find the senator waiting here?" "I'm never surprised by men hoping for my daughter's inheritance," Hennessy answered over the clatter of Malone's track gang spreading roadbed stone ballast in front of the engine and laying down cross ties. Senator Kincaid came running back. "Mr. Hennessy, the most important businessmen and bankers of California wish to throw a banquet for you in the Cascade Lodge." "I've got no time for banquets before I lay track across that bridge and build my staging yards on the other side." "Can't you come down after dark?" Mike Malone barreled up. "Senator, if it wouldn't be too much trouble, would you please move that goddamn automobile before I have my boys throw it off the cliff?"
"I just moved it."
"It's still in our way."
"Move it," growled Hennessy. "We're building a railroad here."
Bell watched Kincaid hurry off to move his car again and said to Hennessy, "I'd like to see what they're up to at that banquet."
"What the hell for?"
"It is a strange coincidence that Kincaid is here today."
"I told you. He's hanging around my daughter."
"The wrecker has inside knowledge of the Southern Pacific. How does he know about your plans?"
"I told you that, too. Some busybody put two and two together. Or some fool blabbed."
"Either way, the wrecker is no stranger to your circle."
"All right," said Hennessy. "I can stand a banquet if you can." He raised his voice over the din to shout, "Kincaid! Tell your friends if the invitation still holds in 3 days, I'll take it."
The senator professed astonishment.
"Surely you won't be across and set up in only 3 days."
"Heads will roll if I'm not." The shrunken old man snapped his fingers. Engineers rushed to his side, unfurling blueprints. Surveyors were right behind, propping transits on their shoulders, trailed by chainmen with red and white ranging rods. Isaac Bell intercepted Kincaid as he climbed into his car.
"Funny coincidence that your meeting is here, of all places."
"Not at all. I want Hennessy on my side. As the California gentlemen were willing to rent an entire lodge to persuade me to run for president, I figured it might as well be one near him."
"Still playing hard to get?" asked Bell, recalling their conversation at the Follies.
"Harder than ever. The moment you say yes to their sort, they think they own you."
"Do you want the job?"
In answer, Charles Kincaid slipped a big hand under the lapel of his coat and flipped it over. A campaign button that had been hidden by the cloth read, "Kincaid for President."
"Mum's the word."
"When will you turn your button out?"
"I'm planning to surprise Mr. Hennessy at his banquet."
"They want you to come, too, seeing as how you're the man who saved the line from the wrecker."
None of this rang true to the detective.
"I'm looking forward to it," Bell said. The wrecker pretended not to notice Bell's probing gaze. He knew his presidential ruse would not fool the Van Dorn detective much longer, but he stood his ground, allowing his eyes to rove curiously over the gleaming bridge as if he hadn't a care in the world. "That broad plateau on the far side of the gorge," he remarked casually, "seems the likely spot for Hennessy to build his head-of-the-line staging yards." There were times, he thought proudly, he really should have been an actor.
"Do you regret leaving engineering?" Bell asked.
"I would if I didn't enjoy politics so much."
Kincaid laughed. He let his smile fade as he pretended to reflect soberly.
I might feel differently if I had been as brilliant an engineer as Mr. Mowry, who built this bridge. Look at that structure. The grace, the strength. He was a star. Still is, despite his years. I was never more than a capable journeyman.
Bell was staring. Kincaid smiled.
You're looking at me strangely.
That's because you're still a young man, Mr. Bell. Wait until 40 overtakes you. You'll learn your limitations and find other lines at which you might do better.
Such as running for president? Bell asked lightly.
Exactly. Kincaid laughed, slapped the detective's rock-hard arm, and vaulted into his Thomas Flyer. He engaged the motor, which he had left running, and started down the mountain without looking back. Any hint that he was concerned would only fuel the detective's imagination. In fact, he was exultant. Osgood Hennessy was charging forward at full steam, obliviously putting his head in a noose. The faster the cutoff crossed the bridge, the sooner Osgood would hang. For if new staging yards at the front end of the construction represented Hennessy's head and his torso was the Southern Pacific Railroad empire, then the Cascade Canyon Bridge was his neck.